And this is Double T Travis Thayer, your host for Crunch Time here at Eagle Country 99.3, presented by Ortho Cincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority here in Lawrenceburg and across the tri-state. They can quickly diagnose the problem, provide expert care for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Learn more at orthocincy.com. February 22nd, another edition of Crunch Time. As mentioned a little bit earlier, we are featuring the South Ripley Raiders boys varsity basketball team. We're going to get to them in just a few moments. First, we got to get to our Crunch Time headlines, and there are plenty of good ones to get to. Starting in wrestling, got to say congratulations once again to Briar Hall out of East Central High School, winning the state championship over the weekend, and he did so in grand fashion because he is one of nine wrestlers in state history that pinned all four of his opponents at the state finals, and he was not really on the mat for a very long time. Dominant this year was Briar, undefeated on the season, and really kind of avenging a loss in the state championship round last year at 152. He bulked up over the offseason and got a lot better on the mat as well, as he was just absolutely dominant all year long. And Briar is the first wrestler from the area to win the state championship since Mason Paris completed that three-peat back during the 2017-18 season. And we're sure Briar is going to find himself wrestling in college as well and continuing perhaps a long streak, as he's really, really good at what he does. So congratulations to Briar Hall. And of course, he had some teammates with him there at the state finals at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Cole Veal was the next guy that finished the best out of the East Central group that was there, seventh at 220 pounds. Ryan Bouvard competing at the state tournament, as well as Ben Wolf and Blake Wolf. Tremendous season for the Trojans. Can't say enough about their program, and also want to give a shout out to South Dearborn's Eli Otto, who made it to the state championship level again, and he eclipsed 100 career wins this season. He is one of the more decorated wrestlers in South Dearborn history, so a lot of good stuff coming out of the wrestling world as we transition to the girls' side of things. If you didn't know, girls' wrestling is really starting to become more popular, specifically in the state of Ohio. There's a big movement to get it sanctioned by the OHSAA, and Harrison has a fantastic girls' wrestling team. They finished fifth at the girls' state championship over the weekend. That was the highest finish of all first-year programs, and Chloe Deerwester, who was actually the first girl to win a varsity wrestling match in Harrison High School history, she's ranked nationally. She won the state championship at 106 pounds. And just like Briar Hall, she went 4-0 and she pinned all of her opponents. She was only on the mat for a combined 3 minutes and 15 seconds. So Chloe absolutely getting it done. And there were seven others from the Harrison girls team that competed at the state level. You can read more about it over at EagleCountryOnline.com. We also want to talk a little bit about the IHSAA boys swimming and diving sectionals. Big time shout out to Bailey Whitelock from South Dearborn. He's been breaking records all year, broke a 30-year-old 11 dive school record. Do the math, that's they said 1987, so it's actually older than 30 years. Earlier in the season, he broke the school's six-dive record on two separate occasions, and, well, he actually won that event at the sectional, by the way, so he's going to move on to the regional competition. And we had some other area swimmers that did well at the sectional. Nick Weber from East Central won the 50-yard freestyle and the 100-yard freestyle. His teammate Skylar Cavins was the winner in the 100-yard butterfly. And then EC's 200-yard freestyle relay team of Aiden Ketchum, Matthew Battinghouse, Henry Strotman, and Nick Weber were also champions at the sectional. And East Central did really well in this particular event, finishing third as a team behind Columbus North and Bloomington North. So going to see some area divers moving and swimmers moving forward to the sectional level. One thing I wanted to get to in girls high school basketball, we know the season is over for all of our area teams, but if you didn't see this, Paige Ledford, who is one of the best to do it out at Jackson Dell, actually just received an incredible honor being nominated for the annual McDonald's All-American game. 700 kids throughout the country are nominated for this game in both boys and girls basketball. She's a walking double-double, has over a 1,000 career points and 1,000 career rebounds, only one of 13 players in state history to do that. And only 48 people are going to get the distinction of being a McDonald's All-American. And who knows, maybe Paige Ledford, maybe not. But anyways, being nominated for that honor is an incredible one. She should be certainly very proud. And she's going to go on to play her college ball at Thomas More University just across the river in Northern Kentucky. And by the way, they've won 3 national championships since 2014. So a great program there. Another shout out to a 1,000 career point scorer and Logan Rohrbacher, who reached that feat over the weekend in a loss against Shelbyville. And we're going to see him this Friday as East Central takes on Greensburg to round out the regular season. And we do want to spend just a little bit of time on the IHSAA Boys State Basketball Tournament, which is coming up starting on Tuesday, March 2nd. We went through the sectional draw a little bit earlier this afternoon, just highlighting some of the area teams. East Central in a Class 4A sectional, they got a tough draw, going to play the host Bloomington South in the first round. If they win that one, there is a pathway to the finals, because Martinsville is awaiting in the semifinal. They've only won, I think, 3 games all season long. So if EC can pull a mild upset over Bloomington South, they might be looking towards going to the sectional championship game. South Dearborn and Lawrenceburg, they just played an incredible game on Friday that I had the pleasure of calling. Lawrenceburg with the big come-from-behind victory. That is an awesome first-round matchup. We plan on bringing you that game from Greensburg on Tuesday, March 2nd. You also have Franklin County versus Batesville and Greensburg's and Rushville in the first round, with Connersville getting the bye in that particular sectional. Connersville, Greensburg probably look to be the favorites. I think South Dearborn, Lawrenceburg, the winner of that game, has a chance to make some noise as well. Class 2A, Sectional 44, certainly going to talk about this a little bit more here in just a few moments. South Ripley is going to play game one on March 2nd against North Decatur. On the other side of the bracket, Milan versus Triton Central. That's a semifinal. And then South Decatur got the bye. They're awaiting the winner of South Ripley and North Decatur. That's going to be a fun sectional at Milan, too. Should be great atmosphere. Looking forward to that one. Switzerland County, tough draw on their sectional against Southwestern Hanover. They're likely the favorite in sectional 45, and then sectional 60, a class 1A sectional at Southwestern Shelbyville. Oldenburg Academy with a tough draw, playing a highly ranked Morristown in the first round. You got Rising Sun and Waldron, and Jackson Dell with a bye in that particular sectional, awaiting the winner of Oldenburg and Morristown. So we do have all those matchups for you over at EagleCountryOnline.com if you want to take a closer look. But certainly excited for sectional play to come around on Tuesday, March 2nd. And I know South Ripley Raiders, the boys basketball team, they're certainly looking forward to the sectional, but they're also looking forward to perhaps winning an ORVC championship this Friday against Jackson Dell. And South Ripley, if you haven't been paying attention, folks, having a tremendous year, 19-1 on the season, 14 games in a row they have won, and highly ranked in 2A, and they deserve to be here on this show tonight as we shine some light on the South Ripley boys basketball program. So without further ado, we are going to introduce the young men that are in the studio here tonight. And guys, you get the pleasure of introducing yourself. So let us know your name, what class you're in, the position you play on the team, and if you want to give a shout out to mom and dad or girlfriend or something like that, now's the time to do it. So let's go around the horn here. Shy group here tonight.
Jaden Pete, senior, the center. I'm going to do a shout out to my mom and dad.
Beautiful. We'll even ring the bell for you. All right, round the horn. Keep it going.
Simon Westmeyer, senior, guard. Shout out my mom. Yeah.
Very good.
Cody Samples, senior. I'm a guard.
All right. Keep it going here, fellas.
Zach Gentile, point guard. Shout out to my mom and dad and girlfriend LJ.
There you go. Nicely done.
Bryce Franklin, senior, forward.
Blake Volch, junior, guard.
Nick Shorty, junior, forward. And shout out to mom and dad.
Very good. Thanks, guys, for that. And you seven are among the rotation there at South Ripley. You've been fantastic this year. We want to bring in Coach Teasing as well, because the first thing that I want to get to is, Coach, an earlier conversation that we've had. You just talked so much about how fun this group is to coach, and the things that you like about coaching this group. So what makes this group so great?
Well, as you noticed when we walked in, they have a unique personality. You know, you said something about them being shy. They're not shy, trust me. Other than the fact that some of them sleeping on the right here, many of them are all talking, you know, giving each other some grief here and there. But they're a fun group to be around. You know, we talk about the personality, but, you know, just their level of play. You know, it makes all of our coaching jobs really easy when, you know, they work hard every single day. And I can't remember the last time we had a bad practice. Mm-hmm. You know, every day they come in, they're ready to work, and it shows. You know, we're 19-1 and having a really good year.
So it just sounds like you guys just love basketball in general. Cody, I'll let you lead off and just talk a little bit more, elaborate on what Coach just said about how much fun you guys have playing together and how much fun you have playing for Coach.
Yeah, for sure. Coach has done a great job. He's been here for third year now, and I've had the pleasure of being there all three, him coaching me, and he's led this team. We've been working hard since he got in here. New style of play, which is hard to adapt to. So first year, and then, of course, into this year, he's done a great job. We transitioned to a running gun, and it makes everybody play more free and enjoy what we've been working on all summer. And for the players, we just love each other. I mean, we all play for each other, and, I mean, that really shows on the floor.
I think that's the making of a great team as well, having that camaraderie not only on the floor but off. But, that run-and-gun type play, Jaden, what's it like playing that fast tempo, getting up and down? You enjoy it?
Yeah, I do, but it gets us all tired a little bit. But we got to play through that.
Well, I think it gets you some opportunities to slam the ball through the hoop. We saw you do that on multiple occasions against South Dearborn. Have you ever had five dunks in a game?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, you have at South Dearborn. I saw it. It was awesome. guys, anybody else jam it on the team?
Nick.
Schwartie? Yeah. Be able to have you jam this year?
Yeah.
Get up here. Tell us about your dunk fest earlier this season.
Yeah, I mean, I love dunking the ball. I love running up and down the court, and teammates throw me great passes to dunk it, so, yeah.
All right, we'll move on after you're cutting up with him. Let's get back to looking at your schedule here. 19-1, going down the list here. Won 14 games in a row. I want to go back to that Covenant Christian game, though. I did watch this game online. Coach, I'll give you the first crack at this one. I don't know, it seemed like you guys came out a little flat in that game. Covenant's a very good team as well, but since then you've been absolutely lights out. So what's been the key to success the last 14 games in a row?
Just being us, every day or every game that we have, I write the exact same thing up on board every time, because it's just who we are. If we play our game, there's not a whole lot of teams that I believe can beat us. We have guys that can really shoot the ball. We got some big play underneath with Jaden a lot. And like I said, if we play Covenant again, Covenant Christian again, I think it'd be a different ball game. The first time we played them, that's a completely different style of basketball that we're not accustomed to seeing, especially here in southeastern Indiana. Mm-hmm. And in that team, they had some size as far as being strong. They were very quick, and they had 10 guys that they just interchanged constantly, and they press you up and down the court for 32 minutes. So that's something that we weren't used to see. But now that I think that we've seen it before, if we have the opportunity to go see him again in regional, I think it'd be a different game. I'm not saying we're going to win, but I really do think our guys are going to be ready for them, and I think we can give them a game.
I know you only have that one loss on the schedule, and sometimes losses are a great learning experience. I actually want to bring in Zach here, because you're a ball handler for a good portion of the game, and when you're facing pressure from a team like Covenant, did you take some things away from that game that you say, hey, if we play them again, we know there's a couple things that we can do better?
I think I just take the ball, get the ball, and just go right around everyone like I usually do. And that's about it.
Play a little bit more aggressive, maybe not as tentatively.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good answer there. And you guys have been on fire, and you're chasing an ORVC championship. Undefeated. And Jacksonville's right there, undefeated as well. You're going to play them on Friday. What would it mean to you guys, and I want to hear from a few of you, to win that ORVC championship? Maybe start with us, a couple of the seniors. Bryce, you want to get in here and talk about the potential of winning that ORVC championship on Friday?
Yeah. Winning that ORVC would mean everything to me, since I've been on the varsity since freshman year and really haven't won much of anything like that. So,
and the little follow-up to that, you guys have already played Jacksonville twice. You've beat them twice. It's tough to beat a team three times in a season, so how do you kind of overcome that?
I think if we keep playing our game how we have been, defense wins games.
All right. Simon, you want to chime in there on what it'd be like to win an ORVC championship?
It'd be crazy. I mean, first year on varsity, it'd be crazy to win more. Keep on winning big achievements
Absolutely, and I'm assuming, Coach, you're going to take it one game at a time here and not look too far ahead into the sectional draw, which we'll get into here in just a second. But ORVC championship on the line, big game on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, crazy stat, we were kind of looking through John Harrell a little bit, and we noticed that Jacksonville hasn't lost a home game yet. They had a couple postponements, so that's something that, you know, I kind of look at just because it's kind of just a weird little stat to kind of look at, but we also haven't lost at home, so it would be one of our goals that we set out, but we have bigger goals that we want to reach. But like you said, we are going to take it one game at a time, not look too far ahead. You know, once we beat, hopefully be, I should say, Jacksonville, then we will start looking at North Decatur for Tuesday.
And same question I asked the kids, from the coaching perspective, what would it mean to you to be ORVC champs?
Oh, it's like anything else. You know, anytime you can win some hardware, it's a huge achievement for not only for the kids, but for the entire program. So obviously it would mean a lot to me, but also to these kids. You know, ultimately they're the ones playing the game. I've told them before, it's their season. You know, we're just here just to help them along the way. So hopefully that's a memory that they can hold on for quite some time.
And you guys, as mentioned, have been so awesome this year. You beat some really good teams right there in the conference as well. You know, the Southwesterns, the Milans of the world, the Jacksonvilles. And everybody looks at your team and says, hey, you guys can really score. You're getting up there in the 70s most games, even higher. You had a 100-point game earlier in the season. But when I've seen you play defensively, you guys have been absolutely lights out. How'd all that come together on the defensive side of the floor to be such a good lockdown team?
Honestly, I think we've been a pretty good defensive team in my 3 years here, and a lot of it's just effort. You know, our guys, when they're out there playing, they are all playing as a team usually. You know, when you start seeing us breaking down, that's usually because there's one guy or two that they're not where they need to be. Usually when you watch us, you know, obviously we're high school kids, we're going to make mistakes, but we get after it. You know, you got Zach Gentile that's really getting up in a lot of point guards' faces. We have 2 6'5" long guys that if they do get around some of our point guards, they're out there defending or blocking shots. Cody, Bryce, you know, and Blake, they all get tons of deflections on the floor. And that's one thing that we preach is, you know, deflections lead to steals, steals lead to breakaway dunks like our guys like to do, or even layups. So I would say 75% of our offense, it's all dictated by what our defense looks like. You know, if we can get out and we can get deflections and we can get stops, no matter if it's getting steals or just rebounds, I think we're pretty tough to beat.
Yeah, and to further up on that, I want to go back to Cody here. We talked about the camaraderie of the team, and when you're playing defensively, you know, things start to break down and you have to jump and help one of your buddies. It's probably a little bit easier to do it when you're, you know, playing and covering for your brother. Want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, whenever somebody gets beat off the dribble or something, you always just go give them a joke, like, come on, dude. But that's the thing. Like, I remember against South Dearborn, I got backdoored twice. And both times Shorty was there contesting it, making a dude shoot a shot 13 feet in the air to even get it to the rim over his arms. So, I mean, it's always good. And, I mean, defense, Coach has been preaching it since he got here. Defense is going to win the game. And the offense just came along with it. So,
well, for some of the taller guys on the team, when I played, I didn't get a lot of blocks, and we're talking about you guys dunking, and I'm sure you're contesting shots and blocking shots. What feels better, slamming one through the hoop or rejecting somebody at the rim? Jaden?
Definitely slamming one.
All right, all right. Well, Shorty, slam or block?
Yeah, 100% slamming.
All right. And Bryce, we didn't talk about you dunking, but I'm sure you got some blocks in there, right?
I get up in warm-ups.
He gets up in warm-ups. I love that nice answer there. All right, so you're listening to Crunch Time. It is presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. You can learn more about all their great services at orthosensi.com. That is CINCY.com. And we're going to be bringing on Dr. Auer next week, so make sure you're tuned in to that show. We're talking to the South Ripley boys basketball team, who's going to be chasing that OR. RVC championship on Friday, but the following week going to turn their attention to sectional play. And you guys were the one of two teams that were drawn to play in the first round of the Milan sectional, and you will play North Decatur. How are we feeling about that matchup in the first round, Coach?
We're just going to approach it like any other game. You know, I think they've won 4 or 5 games on the year. They're struggling a little bit, but It's sectional time in Indiana. Anything can happen. Mm-hmm. You know, I think back to my first year with these same group of kids, and, you know, we had to play Southwestern Hanover at South Ripley in a semifinal game, I believe. A team that was heavily favored against us. I think we had 9 or 10 wins going into that, and we had a really good chance of knocking them off. So when it comes sectional time, tournament time, it doesn't matter who you're going to face. If you're not ready to play, you can get knocked off, and that's it. That's done.
Yeah.
So I think our guys can be ready to go. I think that, you know, we can give a good showing at the sectional if we could just continue to play how we always play.
For sure. And the sectional is going to be held at Milan. How you guys feel about playing there? Is that a gym that you guys are comfortable in, like playing at Milan?
See, honestly, Milan's not a gym I love to play in, but, I mean, I think with all the energy we got, we'll be able to get it through for sure.
Yeah, is that kind of the team consensus, is that maybe not your favorite gym to play in? But, okay, everybody's nodding their head, so we'll move on from that. I don't know, I always kind of like playing there, but we played a ton of summer league games there when I was playing at Lawrenceburg. So sectional is going to be a fun time. South Decatur maybe looming in the second round. Who knows, potential matchup with Milan. We won't go too far down the line because, again, you guys are taking this season one game at a time. And we didn't really talk at length about your offensive firepower with averaging up over 70 points per game. I don't know if you guys know that you're in the top 20 in the state in terms of scoring average. So, I don't know. What's it like playing in that type of offense where you're just getting so many points? I mean, everybody's scoring on a nightly basis. It's got to feel good just from that aspect that everybody's getting involved.
Yeah, so honestly, this all started before the season. So, I always think the season started right during the quarantine. We got some guys together and started working out, and we were playing like a street ball type at Tyson, which is right in town, and just kind of loosened everybody up, made us a team, and then it got the season, and it all started carrying over, and Zach kind of runs the show, gets everybody their shots, but one thing, we're very unselfish, so we don't care who gets a shot off, but we know that the next person is going to make it if you pass it one more. So I think that's a big part of our offense.
And Zach being maybe that primary ball handler, we know Cody does a lot of that as well. But does it make your job a lot easier when pretty much every which way you look, you know you got somebody that you can trust to put the ball in the basket?
Yeah, for sure. I just I see Cody. I push it his way instead of double for Nick about every time. And that's a big part of our offense. So, and yeah.
Fantastic. And one other thing that I've kind of noticed watching you guys play is you're very fundamentally sound. I see a lot of bounce passes, which not a whole lot of other teams are executing that. That South Dearborn game in particular, you guys were getting into the lane, dribble drive, bounce pass, Jaden's rising up on the baseline and slamming it home. It's a beautiful offense, but where does that come from? Is it something that you guys were taught at a very young age, fundamentals of the game? Bryce?
Yeah, we've been taught that ever since we've been third, fourth grade. We've been playing together since then, so I think that's a big part of it.
And, Coach, you continue to kind of teach those fundamentals outside of the X's and O's, or how's the practice like with South Ripley? Without giving away too much.
Well, I kind of had a chuck when you said we're very fundamentally sound, because I think we started practice today with a missed layup. So, yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with just the camaraderie. You know, these guys, they've been playing with each other forever. So they know what to expect from one another. They know their capabilities. And I think that's what helps a lot. You know, you were talking about how, you know, our guards were able to give a lot of bounce passes to Jaden or lobs to Jaden. That's just playing. I think Cody said it. They were playing in Tyson since, what, June? Right, Cody? I mean, and just playing all the time. And a lot of it has to do with just them knowing each other, them liking each other. I think Cody mentioned that before. And it's just a really tight-knit group of guys.
And I do want to again, go back to that South Dearborn game, because a pretty special moment in that game, Cody, as you set the all-time scoring record at South Ripley. I don't know if you guys knew previous that we were there to call that game, but I want to actually go back to the call of you making that three-point shot to get that record.
Baseline out of bounds, box set, Bowles triggering again, looking for Samples coming to the corner. Wow. Nothing there. Nearly threw it away. Samples under control, gets in the lane, puts it up off the glass, and in. So Cody, 3 points away from breaking that South Ripley all-time scoring lead.
Can we give him some extra credit for using the glass? Very nice.
Samples, three-pointer for the record. And he nailed it. Cody Samples has just passed Steve Allen as the all-time leading scorer in South Ripley history with 1,288 points as the South Ripley faithful jumps to their feet to celebrate.
So obviously a pretty cool moment, something that you have worked very hard for. What was that like? What's it mean to you?
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, a lot of people congratulate me after the game. I mean, it feels special still right now, but a lot of people remind me that it's going to feel more special when I get older. I mean, right now I'm really focused on, like, taking every moment for granted with this team because, I mean, I love them so much, and, I mean, such fun to play with. But, yeah, it's definitely special. I mean, I've been a part of this program since I was about 3 years old. The old man's been coaching for a minute now, but I've seen so many good players go through the program, and even think that I'm even on the same level as them is just crazy to even think about.
Have you gotten a chance to talk to Steve about that record?
Yeah, so actually our last home game, or no, game before last home game was Switzerland County, and they surprised with a video from Steve Allen on the screen, and it was actually a very cool read, and I actually emailed him and told him how special it was and stuff, and we had a really cool encounter on some emails, and that was pretty cool.
That's awesome. And teammates, what was that like for you seeing Cody get that awesome record? Bryce, you want to jump in there?
Yeah, it means a lot to me. Just we've been playing. I've been a part of every part of his high school career. Just all the work he's put in meant everything to see me get him get that.
Yeah, and you guys are a big part of that as well because it is a team game and you share the ball and all that good stuff. So it was a cool moment. We were glad that we were able to be there. So we got about 5-6 minutes left in the broadcast, and it's time to move to bowl games. We're going to try to loosen up here a little bit. Yep, we're going to pass this bowl around. We got some random questions in there. Draw one, and we'll go around the horn here. Don't be... If you grab another one if you don't like that one. All right, you want to lead off there, Jaden? No? All right, we'll come back to you.
I'll go first.
Who's going? Blake? All right, come on up here.
My question was favorite class. It would definitely have to be Jolly's class because it's weightlifting, and we usually just sit in there and talk about basketball.
All right, that's great. All right, who's next up? Don't all jump up at once.
My question is favorite sport to watch. My favorite sport is definitely basketball. I love playing it all the time, and playing with my friends on the court is just fun. Just a good time always.
All right, what's one extra sport that you like to watch outside of basketball?
Baseball.
Baseball, nice.
I like watching baseball.
Nice. All right. Speaking of baseball, Bryce, big baseball player.
My question was favorite athlete, and I think my favorite athlete would have to be Derrick Rose. When he was in his prime. And we've both been through some knee injuries.
All right. I see a little parallels there. Derrick Rose, he's still pretty dang on good. All right, good.
My question was, what is the first thing you'd buy if you win the lottery? And to be honest, it'd probably be a new truck for my dad because he's always talking about how his truck breaks down.
Oh, very sweet. That's good. That's good. All right, Simon.
All right. My question was favorite sports movie. My favorite sports movie has got to be Benchwarmers.
Benchwarmers. Okay. It's a funny one. And Jaden, you ready now?
If you could be any animal for a day, what would it be and why? Probably be a lion, because aren't they the king of the jungle?
Yeah, there you go.
And I would love to be a king of the jungle.
There you go. All right, we always get some interesting answers on that one. Hey, we still got time. Let's go through with some more questions. Oh, Cody, you haven't got to yours yet.
Yeah. Mine's favorite video game or board game? Video game's gotta be Fortnite. Sussy on the mic always, but I'm always catching dubs with the boys over here, so that's for sure best one.
That's at new school gaming here. Let's go through one more time here with some questions. I love seeing the reaction, Coach. They pull out a question that's there. Oh, man. I didn't know we were getting into this tonight on Crunch Time. We might have declined to come down. No, I'm just kidding. And for anybody that has not tuned in before, this is just completely random questions. It's meant to be fun, kind of loosen up the kids here a little bit. And let's see what we got in round two of bowl games. Simon, come on now.
All right.
Get on up there. You're ready.
All right. My question is, what is the first thing you buy if you won the lottery?
All right. We got that one again.
How much money am I getting?
How much you want?
As much as
millions
possible.
Like they just did a there was just a lottery for like $750 million. You can all have right. Whatever you want.
All right, I'm gonna buy the Los Angeles Lakers.
All right, might be more than 750, but hey, okay, that's Who's up next? Bryce, jump in there.
My second one was best ice cream flavor, and actually, I don't like ice cream, so.
All right, what's your favorite junk food then? Or just a favorite snack? Seem like a health freak a little bit. No, I'm just kidding.
I love raspberries.
Raspberries, cool. All right. Very good. Who's up?
I'll go. Mine's worst subject in school, and it's got to be English. Teacher gives us a lot of essays, even though I don't write them. My girlfriend does, but it's still the worst.
Oh, man, we might have cut that out of the podcast. Cody, what's up next?
Mine's name a superpower you would love to have. I think either being able to fly or have, like, the flash speed would be the best, but I think flying would for sure be.
That's a popular answer. Nick?
My question's favorite pizza topping. I love sausage on my pizza and cheese, too. Those just combine really good, and those make it very delicious.
I was just going to say, please tell me you don't like pizza. I thought you were going to pull Bryce and say you didn't like pizza. No, you're good. Jaden?
A city you hope to travel to in the future.
Where are we going on vacation in the future? Where do you want to go?
Probably somewhere in Poland. I don't know if they have cities.
I'm sure they have cities.
Poland. I would love to go there.
All right, cool. Blake.
Mine is my favorite TV show. I'd have to say 2 and a Half Men.
It's a good one. Yeah. I like that. All right, and who's going to win the ORVC championship on Friday?
We're planning on it.
All right, very good. Thank you guys so much for coming out tonight. The South Ripley Raiders boys basketball team, absolutely on fire this year, 19-1. They got that 14-game winning streak. We wish them luck going into the RVC title game on Friday and with the sectional starting next week. Appreciate you coming out, Coach. Awesome job there. Again, Crunch Time presented by OrthoSensi, orthopedics and sports medicine, orthosensi.com. So long and good night.